Welcome to another edition of Workbench Q&A. I'm your host, Shannon Rogers, and we'll be taking questions and answering questions. This week we've got a question from TJ. TJ asks about using marking knives. And she says, do you always work with the bevel facing one direction? Is the bevel facing towards the waist side or the bevel facing towards the cut side? Hopefully, this is a simple answer, but the reality is it's not always quite that simple. The simple answer is the bevel side of your blade should always be towards the waist side of the cut. And the reason for that is, A, the flat side of a marking knife. Now, we're assuming that we only have a single-sided, single-beveled, single-sided marking knife. In other words, one face is completely flat, the other face is beveled. In that instance, the bevel side goes towards the waist side, because as you mark the cut, the bevel of the knife forms like a small V-groove. And the flat of the blade registers directly up against your reference surface, whether that's a square or another type of straight edge. That flat face will register highly accurately against that straight edge, and you get a good cut. If you reference the bevel against the straight edge, the whole knife itself is pushed back away from the straight edge a bit, and your line is not dead on accurate. Now, the reason that I say that the reality to this is that it doesn't always work that way. Say, for instance, you're marking out a dado to be cut by hand, and you have one edge that has been squared and true, and that's your reference edge. And you line your square up against that edge to mark out your dado lines. You may reach around and make the first cut on, say, the right-hand wall of the dado. Your bevel's facing towards the inside of the dado, so you're good to go. Then you slide your square over to the left to mark the left-hand side of the dado, and you mark it out again, but this time, the flat of the blade, in order to put the flat of the blade against the square, the bevel is now facing to the outside, or the keep side of the wood, outside the dado. What you end up having to do is pass the square past your line to the left-hand side, so the square is on the left-hand side of the dado, then flip your blade around, register the flat of the knife against the blade of the square, and mark out from there. It can be a little awkward because you're kind of reaching around over top of the square in order to do it, but the reason you want to do this is that tiny little V-groove that's caused by the bevel, no matter how small it is, can throw your cut off just a bit. The reality is I don't always do this, especially in the instance of doing a dado, because I generally will tend to cut my dados a little too narrow. If you line a board right up on, say, a shelf side, and you knife out on either side of it, you'll find that just through chopping it out and sawing it out, a lot of times your lines will kind of scooch towards the inside of the dado, and the dado itself ends up being, you know, a 32nd of an inch too narrow, and you've got some tweaking to do afterwards. If I mark one side of the dado with a flat against the square, and the other side of the dado with a flat against the square, but the bevel facing towards the keep side, it gives me that little bit of extra room that when I insert the shelf, I get a better fit the first time around. Is that the best practice? Not necessarily. Ideally, if the bevel is toward the waist side every time, you'll get an exact fit. In my experience in hand tool woodworking, the exact fit sometimes requires a little bit of extra work to get it to fit without a hammer and a mallet. So yes, TJ, always want to try to keep your bevel towards the waist side of the cut. Don't kill yourself, though. You're talking about a very, very small difference here. And when you're dealing with hand tool woodworking, sometimes that small difference just doesn't matter at all. Thanks. See you next time, guys.